Blog Talk Radio.
He was looking for superpowers. He meant for us to become superpowers of the kingdom. More than conquerors means
you don't have the power. You can turn pain into power.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Hour of Prayer Power, where lives are changed every single week. We are here live with Dr. Paula Price in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She is geared up and ready to pray and pray you through, give you the wisdom and the counsel of God from His throne. So be prepared to hear the God truth. There's man's truth, and then there's God's truth. And we call into the prayer line every week to get God's truth. And so I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Price. She is fired up. There's some amazing things going on in her life anyway. So she is ready to tackle whatever is on the table for today. Good morning, Dr. Price.
Well, good morning, Prophet Ashley Clater. I'm excited to be on the line today. Well, you know, I'm excited every Thursday. So I guess all I need is a Thursday to get geared up. And Wednesday night is kind of when I start. I appreciate these calls. I appreciate how they've grown. Some of you don't know how they've grown, but as a result of me just making these calls once a week, we've grown into a radio program. Many of you probably already know that I do have a program that airs out of Chicago, the Paula Price Show, where we do a mixture of prayer, call, teach, whatever God wants to do. That's exciting. Found out this week that I'm going to be streaming on another network, probably 5 days a week. I'm excited about that. But I think the most important thing and all of these developments is that God is getting an opportunity to speak what He has given me for over 30 years. And oftentimes, we think the journey should be easy. You know, and certainly it should be fast. If it can't be easy, could it at least be fast? And in God, you know, God is in it to win. God said, I will always watch over my word to perform it. And we like to quote that, but let's give that just a second of thinking. I just want to exhort you just for a little bit. A couple of minutes, nothing deep, but he said, I watch over my word to perform it. And we think watch over means he just sits there and keeps rereading it, and he'll just keep rereading it and reiterating it. No, God will make sure that everything that he needs to assure his word will not fail, is not broken, is in place. And not only that is in place, but before putting it in place, God makes sure that he has the best of the best for the task. We're so comfortable with being good church people, telling everybody, you know, you do your best, and all your gifts are important, and it's wonderful. We're comfortable with that because, well, we're operating from our weakness and from our frailties. God is operating from his omnipotence and his complete control of all resources. So when he says, I'm watching over my word to perform it, he's saying, I'm watching everybody who's performing it. I've sifted every resource. I've examined everything. I've tested. I've compared. I've done what it takes to assure that my word will not fail in a given situation. Now, for us, that may look wonderful. We'll all have our way. And it may look horrible. He'll do what he wants and not particularly care about our way. But in God's mind, the integrity of him saying, if I spoke it, I will do it. If I said it, I must bring it to pass, or I'm not God. And Jesus came to the planet and said over and over again in the Gospels, the scriptures must be fulfilled. And so God is the God that will not let his word fail. He won't let us fail before he let his word fail. And sometimes when we don't want to align ourselves with the word of the Lord in the season that it must come to pass, keep that in mind, in the season that in which it must come to pass, we set ourselves up for failure, because God is not going to let his word be broken on our lives simply to please our will, because he has a reputation. And we are, you know, we like to say that Jesus is alive, but then are we really sure Jesus is alive? Because if he's alive, do we treat him like a living Lord? Do we treat him as one who has responsibility for all creation and everything in it? So I wanted to share that with some of you, because as you're going through your challenges and you're trying to make sense of it, one of the things I love doing is making sense of God, because God is sensible. He's more logical than we think. And so while you're trying to make sense of these upsets, ask yourself if what you're doing is clashing with what God has decreed. Because if so, you will not win that battle. That's just the way it is. That's what the privilege of being creator, maker, almighty, and sovereign. You call the shot, and then you see to it that your shots always win. And so I've shared my piece this morning, so I'm going to open up and begin to talk and discuss. So my question is, who's first?
Well, first, let me say, see, you drop revelation like that, and then you just keep running. But most of us, most people will never, ever get that we set ourselves up for failure because we do not obey the word of the Lord in the season in which it is meant to be obeyed. And I just had to take a Selah moment on that myself. Okay, moving right along. See, I said it for everybody else. Man. Okay, your first caller to Dr. Price is Lovey from Kansas. This is from Kansas. This is a gentleman who actually took his standardized ministry assessment. We had his post-assessment advisement this last week, and he is calling in today because he needs some prayer for his current job situation and clarity about a decision he needs to make in the next year. So, Lovey, I'm going to open up the line to you to speak with Dr. Price.
Hello,
well,
Dr. Price.
Well, hello, Lovey, and you're calling from Kansas, which is right next door to me, I think, if I have my geography correct. How are you doing this morning?
Wichita, Kansas, to be exact.
Really? I did, in the late 90s, I did an extensive work in Wichita. It was a wonderful place to be. I enjoyed visiting it. How can I bless you today?
Yes, ma'am. I think, like I said, just two things, and I'll make it quick. the first thing is my job situation. I work for this company called Mental Health Association, and I do this program called Voice to Man. We are a grant-funded organization. That's how we get to work and whatnot. And to make a long story short, the funds are, you know, my supervisor kind of came to us and said, let us know that the funds are starting to dry up. And I absolutely love my job because I deal with at-risk young men. And, you know, I go out to the different high schools and I get to teach these young men about what it is to be a man, a young man, and raising up manhood principles. And I just absolutely love it. But now I'm kind of, like, worried that I might have to switch, or I don't know if I should just stick it through. Should I just wait? Is the grant get renewed, or should I take this as a sign? Because they said about 6 months the funds could be drying up if the grants don't get renewed. So I don't know if I should take that as a sign to leave and prepare myself, or should I should just write it out and just kind of see what happens. And the secondly, just prayer about some clarity on a few things. I had a word spoke to me last week, and it kind of, and I'll be honest with you, just kind of shook me a little bit, and I'm kind of just wanting some clarity on that. And then secondly, and also there's some big projects coming down this pipeline this year, and I'm kind of wishy-washy on how I should, you know, should I take up these projects or should I just kind of just leave them alone? Because right now, this is, everything's kind of a blur right now to me right now. And that's it.
Well, yeah. It sounds like you're in the wonderful, exhilarating throes of transition. The Holy Spirit is clearly transitioning your life. You obviously have completed a major chapter in your life in terms of your journey, As a worker, in a job, as a career person, as a young man, really, as a young man, you have gone through amazing manhood rites of passages, and you have about three more on the books. But right now, you are coming into a place of transition. Case in point, you say there's a possibility that your job will be closing in 6 months because the grant funds are drying up. But then right after that, you talk about some change, some clarity, but then you say there are projects coming. Do they not seem like they're talking to each other to you?
And yes, and I'm just so unclear about it. To be just quite frank.
Okay, well, let me help you out just a little bit on the clarity part. You like this job with the Boys to Men. It's exciting. You get a chance to address things, and that's tapping into your aesthetic side. That's tapping into your ministerial self. That is your ministerial self. You like that. Okay. However, you also are a man of challenge. I gotta have a challenge. I mean, I cannot do mundane. As a matter of fact, even though you worked this job, I would venture to say you had a whole lot of little side things that you did to keep you interested, because you're this warrior. You've got to go kill and eat. I got to kill something. I got to wrestle. I need a challenge. I need a contest. So even though you love helping these young men, and that is a God thing, that's a good thing, your other side, that warrior side of you, also needed to tackle things. You need projects. You want to be content. You need challenges. You are the young man that God has to just keep you running into something new, because you're going to do it anyway. And if we don't give you enough challenges that God is in control of, you're going to challenge everything and everybody around you, because you are a natural warrior. That is what you do. And you think it, you have to win. I've got to have a contest. You're the guy that when you're bored, you'll just start picking at people. You like to spar with folks. You have friends in your life that you just like to spar with. I got to do it. You know, oh, man, you know, I'm kidding. You know, oh, come on, I bet you can, and I bet you can. That is you. So here's what God is telling you. Number one, if you enjoy working with those young men, continue to do so. Find a way to do it. Either find out if you have enough access to help this place get funds, you never know, or find out how you can continue those particular functions and benefits in another environment, if that's important to you, which it is. But that, to me, does not seem like the primary thing God's going to do with you, because God is shifting your life. God is taking all of your comfort zones, and you like comfort. And you like comforts not because you're lazy or indulgent. You're not even a soft guy. You like comforts because you like control. And so now, whenever things get out of control, you go mental till, oh, Lord, no, I haven't worked this out. I've got to set up. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You're the one that,
yeah,
once I set up my life, you don't even want anybody coming to walk on the floor for 6 weeks because you washed it. Because it's set up. See, I got control going on over here. Don't mess with that. And so what I hear the Holy Ghost saying is that I'm stirring your nest. I am stirring your nest. You are purposely being discomforted. A couple of things. You don't mind making decisions, but you don't want to have to go back and say that was a wrong decision. But you are prophetic. You are deeply, deeply prophetic. You have visions, you have dreams, and you have insights. And God, interestingly enough, he deals with you as a son. He doesn't even talk to you easily, lightly. You know, he deals with you straight up. You're my son. You know me better. And so I'm telling you, if you know that this is ending in 6 months, just because they can no longer do it, you need to find out, A, what they're going to do with their clientele, where they're going to go with that, because, hey, they may have somebody. You know, and you need to find out if there's an opportunity for you to continue that work, where they're going to go. I mean, just because they're not getting funds doesn't mean that they're not thinking about what to do with their own client base. So that's one thought you want to consider. Secondly, the projects coming, you're bringing them up because you want to do them, because they're a challenge. You just don't want the risk. And so you are going to have to take the risk, because even these projects are not going to define you. These projects are going to refine you, because God is going to walk you into an entity where the job that you want is going to tie all of those things that you love to do and those things you like to tinker with and play around with. They're all going to come together in one. God has something, and I use this word loosely because it's what is coming to my mind, but something akin to a directorship coming for you. And that directorship is going to allow you to pull all of these seemingly unrelated and scattered assets and abilities of yours together in a particular target function. So your whole life has been a trial, and it's been a training. You've been an apprenticeship under the Holy Ghost. Your next place you go, there is an entity that you're going to move over to, and you're going to be able to do it. And the things that you want to settle about yourself, the job itself will settle them. The things that you keep wanting to change and fix, God's going to use that position to settle it. So here's where you are. Get your resume ready. Put some feelers out, because that's just a good experience. And one of the things that I have decreed I will not tell the body of Christ is to wing it and play it by ear. Be prepared, because if we did not have God in our lives, we'd be prepared. And there are a lot of decisions that we have left on God and he didn't pick up, we wouldn't have made if we weren't just leaning back on him or trying to make him the scapegoat. So get your resume together. Put some feelers out, because there is an entity coming. I want to say, you know, between 6 to 8 months, more like 6 to 10 months, it's going to show itself. And hone your skills. Take every opportunity you can to learn new, to go into dimensions that you've avoided. Be prepared, because God wants to use you, and he says to tell you the staff of rule is coming into your hand.
Say that again, ma'am. I didn't hear that last part.
He said to tell you the staff of rulership is coming into your hand.
Wow.
And it's where you want it. You have like a love-hate relationship with ruling. You're good at what you want to do when you want to do it, but it's the whole idea of not being able to do everything on your terms that irritates you, that irks you. And that's okay, because God's going to deal with that. That's young folk. You know, young people, I was there. You know, it's my way and no way. And so that's just what you do when you're young. You know, you got all this energy. You don't want to waste it on any one thing. And so, but here's what God wants you to do. Be prepared to take all of these things, that little hobby project you got. You have a couple of things that you started and didn't finish. Then you didn't think you wanted it, and then you didn't think there was a place for it. You've got some great ideas, and you've been kind of starting a lot of them and finishing few. But begin to press yourself into that tight place of excellence. Hear this word, on-demand excellence. Because that's what God is going to do with you. And you have to be, because where he wants to use you, there's no real margin for error.
Wow. Okay. And just one more thing, just about the same thing, and like I said, I really appreciate the words of wisdom. The reason why I said that's a big project, because for the past 6 years, I'm a part of this organization called the National Society of Black Engineers, and I've been praying. I love the organization. I'm on the regional board, and I've been praying for years, like, you know, Lord, if you could bring this conference to my city, not for me, because I want to expose that type of, you know, that type of thing, you know, engineering and, you know, science, math, technology to my community, because I'm so passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a chance that I could be in charge of it. But part of me is like, nah, I don't know if I want to do it now, although I prayed it and it finally happened. Now I'm like, oh, I don't know if I even want to do it now. I'm just like, you know, I'm just being just honest. I'm kind of down to myself.
You don't want the pressure. I told you, because you don't want two things you're dealing with. And, hey, it's normal. So when I make these statements to you, I speak as objectively and detached as I possibly can, because, hey, I lived a lot of life, and I have lived and dealt with a lot of emotions along the way. So here's two things that you're facing. The first thing you're facing is that, wow, I want to do this. It'd be great. And then the second one is, can I pull this off? Because your ego is so tied to your achievements, which is what we do as Americans, period, you don't want it to be known that you didn't do it the way it should be, or if it didn't work, you don't want your name on it. And guess what? Again, it's risk. Take the risk. You will never be greater in life than the risk that you take.
Okay.
Your risk will define your greatness, whether they succeed or fail. You have to understand, great people take great risks. And the greater you're called to be, the greater the risk are. This is not something that you have to work up and make happen out of nowhere. This is something that's a package that you are going to be given opportunities, directorship to make happen. So stop thinking that mistakes are bad. Mistakes are good, and bad risks are just as informative and helpful as good ones. But you have got to get that spirit out of you that says, well, I don't want to risk it if it's not, if I'm not going to come out on top or whatever. Yeah, you want to come out on top. You're going to go and do the best you can. But sometimes God will walk you through a situation that is too big for you to grow you enough for the big one he has coming.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am.
So here's what he's saying to you. Stop fearing risk. You told God to use you greatly in this life. You said to God, you don't want to leave this planet without leaving your mark. You said you have great ideas, and you have literally, I mean, this is nothing compared to what you want to do. You see yourself doing building institutions. You see yourself growing great work. You
oh
see yourself
God.
Doing all of that. But how are you going to do it if you are afraid of a challenge and a risk? You can't do it. You've got to have to bite the bullet and say, you know what, God, it's on you. If I win, I'll get your glory. If I don't win, I'll get your glory and a good education. But understand, we have so crippled the body of Christ's aspirations and drive by telling them that if it excuses God and if not, it wasn't. Are you kidding? Do you know how many battles God sent Israel out and knew they were going to get beaten? He sent them out and knew they were going to get slaughtered. And you know why he did it? He did it to teach them some very valuable lessons. Number one, you're not going to win every battle. That's number one. Number two, in your losses, you learn to become perfect. You become excellent, not just in what you win. Nobody evaluates their win. Seriously, they celebrate your win. You evaluate your losses. And so God wants you to get really good at that so that your ego is not a weapon in Satan's hand.
Okay.
So tackle it and enjoy the moment. Enjoy the journey. You have an opportunity to say, I prayed for a big thing, and God gave it to me. And now you're like, You're going to make this happen because God watches over his word to perform it.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that it? Can we get to prayer now?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
God, I thank you for who you are, Holy Father. I thank you for your greatness, your mastery, and your superiority in all things. I thank you for finding us faithful, putting us in your ministry, in your service, and putting your holy callings upon us. Now, I offer up Lovey's heart and will and growth to you. I mean, this is a man poised for greatness. God, I offer up his growth to you. And right now, God, as an intercessor, intervene on his behalf, I set his feet on the path of destiny fulfilled. And God, I put him in your training. I put him in your classes. I put him in your nurturing and your development on all sides. I thank you for walking the people into his life, Father God, who will get him where he has to be. I thank you for sharpening his instincts and giving him the acumen to know what to do, when to do, and who to trust to do it with. God, I praise you for giving him favor in the land. I praise you for outfitting him with the anointing and the mantleship he needs to carry this out in your great name. And God, I command every trace of fear and doubt and insecurity and inferiority to loose him and let him go. And God, we breathe in him by the spirit of the living Christ, the spirit of boldness and courage, conviction and perseverance. And I thank you that you give him a passion to win and to succeed for you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll talk soon. You'll keep me posted, right?
Judah?
I said, you'll keep me posted, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I will. I sure will. I sure will.
Okay. God bless you. Who's next,
Thank
Ashley?
You.
Well, praise God. You know, I'm glad, you know, Lovey called in for himself. But let me tell you, I got free myself over here. I think I felt a few shackles pop off on that wisdom and counsel. Three major things, Dr. Price. You told him, be prepared, on-demand excellence, and you will never be greater in life than the risks you take. I think we can all take away that wisdom. So thank you, Lovey, for calling in, and we're all okay. We're going to open up the line right now to LaShawn from Ohio. She would like prayer because she is feeling overwhelmed. LaShawn, welcome to the call.
Amen. God bless you.
God
I felt
bless
that
you,
prayer
LaShawn.
Too.
Did you?
Yes, I'm in tears. I felt that. So, oh gosh. Yeah.
Oh, good, huh? where you said you're from Ohio, huh?
Yes, ma'am, in Ohio.
Good. Well, how can I bless you today? You say you're feeling overwhelmed. Now, listen, we want to try to get in as many calls as possible, so if you all could get right to the point of the matter, we can bless a lot more people on these calls. I'm never going to rush you. I'm never going to shortchange you. But if we can get to the get, that'd be great.
Absolutely. I'm a single mom. I have one teenager left at home with me. I have one in college, and yesterday I just felt so overwhelmed. I was in tears. And just finances, especially for the son is away in college. And the youngest one is struggling in school with some attention deficit, newly diagnosed things. And I see the symptoms, but I just don't want to accept that sickness and disease, and I just want prayer today. I felt like I shook it yesterday, but I don't just want to shake, I want to be delivered, and that's where I am today.
Well, I want to say to you, LaShawn, coming out the gate, being a single mom is not an easy thing, and unless one has done it and gotten their children to teen and adulthood, you really don't know how challenging it is. So that in itself will have days that you just feel like you're a nervous wreck, because When we break it down, you're feeling like, I'm the one person that's responsible for these lives, getting them healthy, keeping them healthy, getting them into success, getting them into adulthood. So that's a scary thing. The other thing that I would say to you is that not wanting to accept the diagnosis is fine if you feel like it's errant. I would like to think that you would have gotten it confirmed by more than one person, because it is very easy for our children to fall into the catch-all phrases of the culture, because they have their own standards and guidelines that we, you know, we're not privy to them unless we're in those fields. So if you don't feel that that's an accurate one, then you need to get some more input. Go to another person. Go to two more. I mean, before you settle it down and say, okay, son, this is you, because that's a label and a stigma you don't want on your youngster, then I would suggest that you go and get more. Get more input on that. That's the second thing. Then I want to ask you, what skills do you have? Are you working now?
Yes, I work full time. I've worked the same job for 28 years, same company.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked in health care, clerical insurance billing. Mm-hmm. I'm in pursuit of a Bachelor of Science degree in nursing, and I'm not in school this semester because of finance.
Okay, so here's a couple of things. One of the things that I do know, and that is we live in a great country. There are a whole lot of issues we want to change and fix, but by and large, we still are a great company. You need to start chasing down grants for yourself, because there are a lot of them for you personally. They can help you get to school. But the one thing I want to tell you, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, do not let the enemy talk you into defeat. He wants to talk you into that sense of helplessness, that you are powerless. God has made America a great country because it's a country that he said he wants to feed the nations with. So there are resources, and God said he wants you to get your fight back. You started your life as a fighter and then faced just one blow too many. And so you're like, okay, somebody help me. No, you are a fighter. It's wonderful to say I need help, but if it's not there, then we do need to get up and help ourselves. So mm-hmm. I hear God saying, if you want to finish school, go and get some grants. Get some more funds to do it. If this is what you want to do, the one thing I have learned with God is that God will back whatever decision you make. You make a decision to sit, God will sit with you. You make a decision to stand, God will stand with you. You make a decision to walk, to work, to labor, to pray, God will be with you, because he say, I am the Paracletos. So I'm going to go alongside you in whatever you want, but he's not going to do it for you. And that's the thing that we have to shake off in our own theological and doctrinal conditioning. So God says to tell you, however way you want this to work out, I am with you. I am not your slave or your servant, but I am your partner.
Amen.
And I am your co-laborer. So God says, if you want to go back to school, then go back to school. But understand, you can make it happen. And here's what I've noticed. Your trials in life are in a 100% direct correlation with not only your triumphs, but your calling. You will never be tried beyond what you will need to serve the Lord with. Never. If you are tried severely in money, you can rest assured God wants us a plate if you go go through the grooming where he's going to need you to defeat the powers that take his people's money. If you're tried in family, he's got that calling. Your trials, that's why, and everybody on the line today, I want to say to you, just spend a few times this week analyzing your trials, the consistency. They're probably the same ones. They probably all speak to the same issues. Why? Because that issue is your mission in God. And so God wants you to, you know, we have taught people poorly about trials. We've made you afraid of them instead of wanting to embracing them. And God, you can't make a conqueror who never faces a conflict. That can't happen. So God has made you a conqueror. Sister, you're doing a good job. You want to do something else, and you're tired. I'm going to pray about the war. You're so weary. It's because you are so tired. But understand, sweetheart, you are doing a good job. Shake it off. You're right. Get up and demand it. First of all, don't demand more of the devil than you'll demand of yourself. You have to demand yourself to defeat him. And that means you have to summon your own strength and your own resolve and your own visions, because you are the best custodian of your life and of your hopes and dreams. You are your soul's best custodian outside of Jesus, and Jesus is working with you. He's not going to work against you. So you have this ability. I want you to do me a favor. Look around and find yourself some money. There is money out there if you want to hunt for it. There is money out there for grants. There's money out there. You have witty inventions. I don't care if it's writing a book or helping somebody type or helping the doctor's office. But, sweetheart, understand the biggest lie Satan ever told us is that money is an obstacle. No, money is a challenge, and it's a contest. And every day we've got to fight it. And I'm saying to you, I hear God saying to you, there are funds for you. He told you there are funds for you. He told you to do it. He told you he's with you. Satan has crept into your house in the voice of some bad counsel, most likely, and has convinced you that you will have hit the peak. You have not. You have a great life ahead of you. I see it. It rolled out. You have an amazing life ahead of you. Your years after your children are done will be very well off, very rich, very comfortable in the spirit and in the natural. But finish your education, and don't stop at your bachelor's. God wants you to get a master's degree. So go the distance.
Amen.
Now, you have some nutritional things. You need to go get a nice little checkup with your doctor. You need a nutritional doctor who can tell you how to shift your diet and all of those kinds of things, because your emotions are overtaxed because you need some nutritional well-being. Go to one of those doctors that will help you do that. I always believe in that, because when I found out that a lot of what I was feeling emotionally had to do with my bad nutrition, it stunned me. So I'm telling you, do that. And if you have, the bigger the challenge you have, the more you need your body to be that resource and that tool, that instrument to get it done. So I want you to do that. That's the next thing. Your son, if this is truly him, do not just stand on the word saying, God, you would not let that happen to my child. God, that cannot be my son. Oh, Lord, what did I do wrong? Don't do that. Be proactive. Which is your nature? Be proactive. If this is what it is, I'm going to get my son tested or evaluated by two more people, and if the conclusion is the same, then I'm going to get him the best help going, and I'm going to teach him not to make this an impediment in his life.
Absolutely. Amen.
See, God calls the strong. He said, I deal with the strong, and if you look in your Bible, every time God calls somebody to do something tough, the first thing he said two things to him when he showed up. Number one, fear not, and number two, be strong. That's his word. When you read in Scripture, he showed every time heaven intervened, stepped into someone's situation, he said, fear not, by angel, messenger, God himself, fear not and be strong. The Lord's word to you today is fear not and be strong, because you have been a single parent in the natural, but God has taken care of you and your kids. He has always cared about you. He has cared about them sickness. He's cared about their colds. He's cared about those that congestive thing they used to have as infants. God has always cared about you and your children, always. And he wants you to give him glory for bringing you this far.
Amen.
Is that okay with you, sweetheart?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Lord.
Because you are good at this, because God literally made you a project. You've had people tell you this. I'm not telling you a lie that you haven't heard before. But God wants you to now, don't buy the lie. Gear up. I'm telling you, you have to, please check with that nutritional thing, because your emotions are just as much something going on in your body as they are what's going on in your heart. And your kids are going to do fine. You are not going to have the problems you imagine. Do not let those spirits unsettle you in your walk with God. There are many days, baby, you had to believe God for nothing, and he did it. You went to sleep saying it's on you and woke up and it was done.
Amen.
That's your life, sweetheart. You are one gifted lady. Don't let him steal your inheritance. And that's what I see happening with you right now. He's attempting to come in and rob you of the not only inheritance, but the legacy you have in Christ. Because you have a rich legacy in him, a rich heritage. Don't let it be taken.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm going to pray, because you're going to do fine. We're going to call in the money. We're going to call in avenues. We're going to speak to your region and command those forces, those superintending forces, to give place to you and bring you into what God has given you. Fair enough?
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God, I thank you for LaShawn.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you for her children. And, Lord, I thank you. I stand with her. And thank you for being there with her all those times, for making a way out of no way. I thank you for the goodwill and the good favor she has that you've given her over the years. God, I see times where her name was on the books to be laid off, but you didn't let it happen. You stepped in and you traded out with another person because of your covenant and your commitment to this woman in her life. Now, Lord, I ask that you touch her heart and take away the anxiety that's assaulting her right now. And God, that sense of failure and futility, I come against that thing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command futility to loose your soul, to loose your heart, and to loose your mind. God, I thank you that you revive her spirit, revive her sense of purpose and the purpose of her children. Take away regrets and remorse and replace them with rejoicing. I put upon you today, woman, the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. I impart that to you now by the Holy Ghost. I dispatch it on assignment into your life. Now I open up the revenue resources in your region, and I open up the charity resources and favor and goodwill, and I say to Providence, bring the solution that you need to get back in school, to finish school, to finance your education and your children. And also, I thank you, God, that you order her steps for the evaluation of her son. Lord, I praise you that no matter how much she says she's a single mom, she is not, and that you have always gone before her and encamped about her. Sister, I see the angel of God sitting around your home, sitting around you and encamped about you. You have never been alone, says the Holy Ghost. I've watched out for you and your family in ways you don't know, and I'm willing to finish this thing if you let me, says Almighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God said, I'm with it. I'm ready to finish it. But don't you let another spirit tell you you're alone. You are not alone. You're not destitute. God said, I'm building in you a mighty work. You know, one of the words he kept giving me when I was crying through all my burdens, because I cried, sis, can I tell you about some tears? Oh, Lord. Anyway, this is the cause not for that. But let me tell you, I cried. And you know what he said? I'm working in you a far greater weight of glory. You have a great purpose in this planet. And you want to know how long you're going to be alone. I'm not telling you that, because you need to win this on your own.
Yeah.
You need to know you can stand up on your own and win. Then the other answers will come. Fair enough?
Amen. Yes, thank you.
Okay, you know, I love you, sweetheart. You're going to let me know how it's going, because, you know, I'm on Facebook. You know, I'm drpaulaprice.com. We got a whole lot of ways. But the one thing I want to tell you is that there is money that God has already set aside for you. And the only faith you need is that you already have a divine allocation to finish your job, to finish your schooling, and to raise your children. Then you put your faith in that and pursue it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless you, baby. I'll talk to you next time.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Who's
that? Well, that's not bad for just calling in for some prayer for being overwhelmed. Praise God.
We got a sugar pie Jesus here. You know how he is.
That's right. We're going to take a 30-second breather for Dr. Price to get a sip of water, and then we're going to come back with Apostle Gray from New York, and he has a prayer request for his health. So give us about 30 seconds. We'll be right back.
Do you love listening to Dr. Price live but wish you could see her in person? Well, we'd like to invite you to the Tulsa Prophetic Forum, June 27th through 29th. This dynamic prophetic event goes beyond your typical ministry conference, bringing prophets and prophetic types together to develop, train, equip, and empower. Early bird registration is $99 for individuals and runs through May 15th. For more information or to register online, visit TulsaPropheticForum.wordpress.com or call 877-419-1299. We'll see you there.
All right, we are back, and we are on the line now with Apostle Gray from New York. He's needing some prayer, Dr. Price, for his health today.
Wow. Well, Apostle Gray, when last have I heard your voice?
Ah, wow, Apostle. It's about 2 weeks ago, probably.
Yeah, I've been hearing you've been doing some wonderful things. You've been having a good time.
Yeah, by God's grace, I've been out there. I need prayer also because I'm releasing my first book this year.
Good, good. Well, you know, I'm the woman to pray. You know, I'm the book lady. So I'm definitely the woman to pray for that. And so you said you also have some health issues?
Yeah, I've been attacked in my throat, in my sinuses, in my chest, and in my leg.
Well, you guys got a lot of interesting weather out that way, you know?
Yes.
So I'm going to pray. But I hear your spirit, Apostle, and even though you say it's an attack and you're concerned about your book, I hear in your spirit a genuine weariness. And even though you're plowing and plowing and plowing and you're doing well, the Holy Spirit just says, I don't know what it means. He just says, don't give up, neither give in. And he said, your strength will not expire before you do everything that you're called to do on this planet. God says, I'm going to send you some hope, restoring gifts and signs that you will know that you have not made up imaginary goals for yourself. And so I just hear God saying, I'm going to strengthen you. As I pray, he's going to put a new and refreshing in your soul. You're going to get there. Don't allow yourself to rethink that. Don't second guess that. You are going to get there. God says he had a specific day and an hour for you to arrive at that destiny point that you have been pressing for so many years. Now, you're going to get there. If you don't get anything else out of this call today, I want you to get that I told you, you are going to get there. Do not grow weary in well-doing. Do not let the enemy sap your strength and sap your energy simply because he's distracting you with little things. Those are just little foxes attempting to spoil your vine. You are going to get there, and you are not that far away.
Glory.
You are not that far away. I know he wants you to think that, but I'm telling you, you are not that far away. There are a lot of things that God was cleaning up from your past. That, you know, I'm going to give you a word that God gave me a couple of weeks ago. He said, you know, he said, I told you you're blessed. I told you I'm done. I told you it's done and it's finished. He said, but here's what I want you to know. You are wrestling with soul debris. He said, that's debris left over from the trials that I put you through. Now I'm clearing up the debris, and because it's in your soul, it seems like it's your emotions. He said, and understand, there's a difference between soul clutter and soul debris. Soul clutter is what you want. Soul debris is what you want to be rid of and what God is removing. So God is really removing a lot of things that look like they haven't been handled. He's removing them in your soul. You're going to get there.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is God's word for you. Father, I thank you for Apostle Gray. I thank you for his strength, his commitment, and his endurance. I also thank you, Lord, for his soul and his joy and his jovialness. Now, God, I speak healing to his body. I command that bug that has crept into his being to be removed and eliminated. And, God, I speak healing to his body. I'm thanking you, Lord, that you cleanse him. Let him know what he needs to take, if he needs to take it, where he needs to go, if he needs to go. But, God, I send forth the healing from the throne of God to your vessel. from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I also send healing in that intestinal area that God can move that thing out of your body and get you back on your feet. Lord, I thank you for the writer's anointing he needs to complete this book, and I'm asking that as you are getting him and enabled to complete it, that you are creating an audience of readership for his book as well. And we bless you, Almighty God, in Jesus' name for it. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you.
Thank you, too. God bless you. Ashley, who's next?
Okay, we have Toby on the line from Alabama, and he would her to see what God is saying to his life.
Well, hello, Toby from Alabama. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Apostle. How about yourself?
I am doing great. You know, I love these calls so much on Thursday that I get energized when I do them. I can probably just, after the call is over, fly to the, you know, right out to the sky in the ether world and just have a blast. I enjoy it. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just trying to see what season in my life I'm in, on the mandate that God called me to. He's calling me. Well, he called everybody higher, but he's most definitely calling me to come deeper, and I'm trying, I know, so, you know, I just want to see where I'm at with them right now.
Okay, so now, are you in a church? That's the first thing I always ask. Are you in God's presence? Are you in the church?
Yes.
Okay, yes, are you active in your church, Toby?
Yes, ma'am, I actually do speaking engagements myself. I'm a pastor, under a pastor, so.
Okay.
I go there on Sunday and I do engagement myself because that's the ministry I have.
So do you do engagements on your on behalf of your church or on behalf of your own ministry?
On behalf of my own ministry.
Okay, so you started a ministry. I want to get it right because, see, one of the things that I've learned, Toby, since I've been in this thing for like 30 years, I learned to make sure I'm clarifying that we're praying what ought to be prayed for the reasons we ought to pray it at the time it ought to be said.
Right. Yes,
so that's why I'm asking you questions. So you started a ministry. You've already started your own ministry.
Yes, ma'am. And my overseer, she the one ordained me. So I go where she at on Sundays, and then, you know, I do speaking engagement.
Okay. But you are clearly dissatisfied because you feel like you are out of the will of God on something. You feel like there should be a greater return and a greater harvest on what you're getting, and it's not happening. God, you feel blocked. I'm going to tell you a couple of things. The first thing I want to encourage you to do, Toby, if you don't mind, is I want to encourage you to go to my website, drpaulaprice.com, and I want you to take an assessment.
Okay.
And when you take the assessment, because, see, you just need answers as to who I am in God. See, because you started out on what you could do. But now you need to know who you are. Who is it that's doing what you do? What type of minister am I? What type of office or gifting am I? Where do I belong? What is my best environment? And I can understand that because when you start out in ministry, your early days, you just take anything. But the problem is it creates a confusion because people need focus. We're human beings. God created us to need focus, to pursue things line upon line and precept upon precept. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take that assessment. After you take the assessment, then it comes with a 30-minute advisement, at which point one of my prophet advisors will talk to you and go over your assessment with you and give you the wisdom you need based on that hard data. I can give you a word, and certainly that's easy for me to do, but how many of us have turned the prophecy tapes and snippets in the drawer, in the closet, in the back room, everywhere, and still we don't know what it means? Because prophecy is only going to give you a few seconds to a few moments of information, but not direction. And so I want you to take the advisement because it gives you direction as well as information, and it gives you guidance, but it also gives you clarity and focus, and that is what you need. Because you are definitely called, and I can tell you that you're called. I can tell you what you're called to do, but guess what? You still need a roadmap, and that's what these assessments give you because you, Toby, are, even if you don't understand how to think it through the way other people do, you are an analytical thinker. You are that person that says, well, okay, so what am I really doing? What am I really accomplishing here? I mean, why am I over here? What did I do over there? And why am I not getting in this door and not going down here? God wants you to do something that is specific to your calling and his purpose for which he made you. One of the things I do know is that school should be in your life. Now, I don't know if you finished school or not, but you need school, and because you're a thinker, and thinkers need school. You know, feelers need events, but thinkers need school.
Right.
That's what God wants you to do. So I want you to take that advisement, and I'm going to pray for you that so that when you take it, that you know, the answers of the Lord for who you are, and then we're going to walk you through where you're going to be. I don't think you should, I'm not saying you should stop speaking or anything like that. What I am saying is, frankly, you're misplaced.
Okay, Apostle. And I understand what you're saying on that, though, too, about the knowing who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I know that part, you see what I'm saying, because God let me know that part when he first saved me, you know. But that's why I'm trying to see what season I'm in. You know, I know
right.
I know my full call, you know, but I know we have to walk through the steps to get there, you see what I'm saying?
And so, sometimes what we hear as our calling is not the calling, it's the training calling. I'm going to tell you something that many people don't know. We have many training callings before we get into the destiny call.
Right, exactly.
So you are in training. I don't know where you've been. I do know that you need school. I know that God wants to groom you a little bit more and that he wants to put you through more rigorous training and more challenging training. You have got to let God challenge you and stretch you.
Right,
Apostle. Hallelujah. Yeah, you have to let him do that because where you're going, you will melt down. If God put you in your full call right now, you'd melt down. Because you have not been challenged and stressed enough. And God's not going to hurry up for us. He can't hurry up even if he wanted to. He can't because the man has already assigned time, seasons, and hours to every second and every minute of every day of all of our lives. So if he wanted to rush it, he can't rush the clock. And there's only one way you can get a person ready, and that's step by step. People will not, just because we give them accelerated programs doesn't mean that they got an accelerated knowledge. It just means that they hurried up and ran through it. And so you are going to have to let God put you through. And I know you don't like it, but guess what? It's going to be the best thing for you.
Wow. Okay, you're right, Apostle.
I'm going to pray for you now because I want you to take that assessment, but I want you to also realize, you know, you can want to fly, but you do need to walk. Even that bird has to put a couple of steps out there before he takes off. So you're going to have to get your feet grounded in the King and in the Kingdom. Father, thank you. Thank you so much for Toby. Thank you for his life. Thank you for your call on his life. Thank you, God, for him being your son and precious. So very precious in your sight. I thank you, Lord, that you have dealt with him tenderly as you brought him this far because of how he was raised, because of the things that he went through, and because of the challenges that he had. Now, Lord, I praise you, but you're stepping it up for him now. Now you're getting him ready for the master's use. So, Lord, I thank you, and I anoint him for that. I anoint him for the new relationship he's getting ready to have with you. I anoint him for the new conversations and the new interventions and the new interactions that you all will enjoy together, that he will have an ear to hear you with the ear of destiny now, and not just with the ear of ministry and the ear of performance and opportunity, but God caused his destiny ear to be open to you so that he can hear you in terms of what you have for his life and the visions you have and the plans that you have for him. And God, let him become intimately acquainted with Jeremiah 29:11 and let him walk in that as you get him ready for this next season of his life. And we praise you for doing it, Father, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle.
Thank you. God bless you. Who's next?
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Price, this is your final one for the day as we're wrapping up. Man, the hour just goes by so quickly, but we're going to take Pamela today. Pamela is calling from Atlanta. She is going on a missions trip to Brazil, and she wants prayer for the covering of that trip and also to make business connections while she is in Brazil.
Okay, and her name is Pamela or Pamela, T or P?
P is in Paul. Pamela
okay.
From Atlanta.
Okay, hi, Pamela.
Hi, how are you, Apostle?
I am wonderful, you, woman of God. Is all going well for you? It sounds like you've got exciting things happening.
Yes, all is going well. I used to be in L.A., so I moved to Atlanta a couple months ago, and I'm going to Brazil. So you prayed for me before, so I'm in a new season and a new direction for God, and I'm looking forward to going to Brazil. And I appreciate all the people who went before me because God has been speaking me through that. So I'm going to boldly ask for your prayer for God to set me up with multi-million-dollar business deals, opportunities while I'm in Brazil that will last through World Cup, the Olympics, and beyond. I really see me working, doing work with or partnering with individuals while I'm in Brazil. But as you were speaking earlier, he said multi-million-dollar business deals. So want guidance there. I am the lead media communications for the ministry that I'll be going with. So I'll be handling all their PR and media. So just make sure that God covers me with that. And there will also be opportunities to teach and preach for me. I don't have full clarity on what, but just to be prepared to for God to use me, not to go in an American style, but to go in the right spirit that God wants me to. I've done mission before, and generally we as Americans like to take our culture, do it this way versus kind of really look at what God wants in that particular place. So I want to make sure that I'm going with the right spirit, no isms, schisms, and anything else, and for him to give me divine strategies on how to prepare before I leave in April.
Okay, well, you don't have a lot of time, do you? You're about out the door.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If you have these opportunities to connect with millionaires and all of those, the wealthy people and things that you're asking for, do you have the resources to maintain the connections and to fulfill whatever the obligations of such unions would bring?
And not at the time, but I do believe that, you know, there I have people here, so, you know, to be honest, not at the time, but I do believe that there's opportunity for that.
Okay, well, you say you're going as the media representative for your ministry, is that right?
For the ministry that I'm partnering with, that I'm going for, so I'm their media contact.
Okay, so you're their media contact, which means you have your own media company, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to get it right, and I'll tell you why, Pamela. First of all, my prayers work. And so I have learned and realized that my prayer is like the tool of my trade, the tool of my craft. They're not just spiritual encounters and experiences. When I speak, I have the authority to speak, and I speak to make things happen, and they happen. But I have learned over the years to make sure I'm speaking what is right and what is useful. Because there are contacts that we can make that are once-in-a-lifetime contact. And if we make them out of season, we don't ever get that again. And it will look like God didn't fulfill his word. So I have to ask you those questions. And you're a professional woman, so you understand. If you're in media, you have to make the same calls in your arena as to who can really handle that abundance, that bounty that they're calling for. So I'm going to pray for your success because I believe in it. And I know your company is going to do well. I know that it's of God. But I'm going to pray for your success. But I'm going to go on a limb to say that God says you need more fine-tuning.
Okay.
For the big deal you need. And he says, now, nobody you have labored, you have laid your life down for this girl. You've given it. So nobody's taking that from you. You have given it. But there are things that we do, two things that I've learned. There are things that we do because we are forced to do them because they are for our success, but then there are things that we don't know to do that haven't come our way yet. Now, in your trip to Brazil, you're going to be very successful. So write that down. Remember I said it. You're going to be very successful. God has crowned you with a unique favor that you've been seeing the flickerings of since you've relocated. So there's a unique favor. Even the sound of your voice has been anointed for it. But I just hear God saying, be careful what you pray for at this time. Because he said to me, answered prayer brings increased responsibility, obligations, but also risks. and we need to be able to rebound. So you're going to be successful. I'm going to pray your success, but I don't feel in my heart, and that doesn't mean that I'm the sole answer. You can go on whatever God tells you. You're going to set up things, but it's your next trip that's going to be the one.
Okay.
This is a genuine setup trip for you. The contacts you're going to make are going to be great, but they're not going to get you what you think because there's something that you don't yet know that you need to know to get there, and there's a particular resource that you don't have. And if you will allow me 5 seconds to tell us a quick example, I will tell you why I'm saying that. My company went through, and I mean, you know, we kept having all kinds of things going on, and I kept saying, well, God, maybe this is not your story. The end of it is for you, but I'm setting the stage. And so I said, well, God, you know, what is going on? I don't understand. I'm doing all of these things, blah, blah, on and on and on. And so God never answered me. And so finally, my daughter finished college, and she, you know, started working for the company, and so she's part of helping us. But what happened was, in the midst of it, she has a peculiar ability to put things together in terms of software that works. And so as she came to me with some ideas, they were amazing ideas because she's brilliant in that area. And so they were amazing ideas, and it worked, and my company started coming back. So I said, well, God, what was I doing? I mean, why was it such a difficult time? Maybe she should run the company. He said, no. He said, the tools of what you needed didn't exist when you started, but they exist now. And a lot of times we feel our stagnation is something that we're doing. And God says he has some real resources that's going to revolutionize how you're doing what you're doing. And it's going to make you able to take masses and large numbers without anything falling through the cracks.
Okay.
That's the word he's given me. And I don't know, I hope it works for you, but I take what I do here on Thursdays as a serious trust from the Holy Ghost. And I'm not going to just, you know, fly out and say things because in my heart, I want every one of you to succeed. It's important to me that you don't just bring home a little something. It's important to me that you bring home the big. So you're going to do well here. I promise you, you will. But God says if you just let him finish the setup, you're going to be abundantly amazed at how it's going to turn out.
Well, I agree with that. I don't want to go up ahead of God. Definitely, I'm not a person. Definitely, don't want to step ahead of myself. You know,
you won't. Anyhow, you're a very cautious lady. But I just want to say this because you know that this next win is important to you, and there can't be any margin for error. Can't be any wiggle room for you on this one because the people you're going to connect with have no grace for waiting or setback. They don't have it.
Okay.
And that's what he's working for. So you're going to have great, this is going to be a great trip. You're going to do well. You're even going to come up with some interesting revelations to teach. Don't forget to not only teach from your ministerial side, but also teach from your professional side because you have a lot to offer. But I just hear God say, I keep getting the words falling through the cracks. You don't want things to fall through the cracks.
Okay.
So I'm praying for that. I'm praying for your finances. You will make connections. Believe me, you will, because you have the favor of God is all over you right now. You're coming into that day and time for which you've labored. So the favor of God is all over you. But you don't want to say, wow, let me just leap on in. You want to make sure that you walk in like a champion and not run in like the desperate.
Oh, I like that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's his word for you. Father, thank you so much for Pamela. Thank you for her company. Right now, we anoint her for Brazil. We even we melt her heart with the spirit of that land and the spirit of the people and the ministries that she will touch, the connections that she will touch, both minister and not saved, unsaved. God, we melt her heart and give her favor. Lord, but I'm asking that you teach her, lead her, even in her research, as she reads up on the state of affairs there, that she understands that not just the state of the church, but the state of the country and what it stands for, what it needs, and how these people think, that she can wrap her head around their culture and consciousness in a way that is expedient for you, God, and profitable for you and her. So I'm thanking you Look for her enlightenment. And I'm thanking you, Lord, that she's not going to look to take it on as magic, that she's going to do the work. She's going to lay down her footsteps, and she's going to hear you. So now when this call is over, God, and she sits down with you tonight, I'm asking, Lord, that as she sits in her chair and pulls her pad, that she listens to you, lay out the plan, and order her steps according to the wisdom that you have of the hour. God, empower this woman because she is a great one. And give her, God, your mind and your sense on this destiny that she has. Lord, give her patience, and Lord, give her professionalism to go with that passion that she has. Lord, I open every door that you decreed and shut every one that you didn't, but Lord, let her always be in her windows, in her times and seasons, in Jesus' omnipotent name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle.
Hey, let me know about the trip, because you know I'm interested.
I definitely will, and you have an extraordinary day.
You too. God bless you.
Well, all right, Dr. Price, that wraps another amazing day of prayer. We thank everybody for tuning in. You can come back to the Blog Talk Radio website to either view or download this information. You will get a blast email, or an automatic post will be on Facebook that will take you right back to the site where you can listen to it, download it, or embed it into your own website, and to share the wealth, and my God, to share the wisdom. So God bless you all this week, and we will tune in to you next time.
Thank you for joining us on the Paula Price Show. If you would like to attend one of Dr. Price's upcoming events, book her for your own event, purchase products, or take a ministry assessment, visit us online at www.drpaulaprice.com or by phone at 877-419-1299. If you like what you heard today, become a Paula Price Show supporter for just $15 per month. That number again is 877-419-1299 or visit us online at www.drpaulaprice.com.
Welcome to PPM Global Resources, your one-stop ministry resource company. Whether ministry, professional, or personal, our products cover a diverse range of subjects, topics, and ministry issues that hit the center of where you are. If God has called you to it, we want to help you do it. Explore the possibilities to conquer your world. Where are you going today? Ready to launch your own ministry? Want to develop a ministry training program? Looking for credible ministry education? You want guidance or direction? Maybe you just want to discover who you are. If you are a purpose seeker, looking for fresh resources, new ministry solutions, and endless possibilities, then welcome to PPM Global Resources, a ministry and professional resources company dedicated to meeting the needs of the 21st century minister. Why choose PPM Global? Because you want something better. We help build your vision, educate you in your calling, train you to succeed, teach you valuable skills, equip you to achieve, release you to conquer your world. Our business is your interests, whether ministry, professional, or personal. Our products cover a diverse range of subjects, topics, and ministry issues that hit the center of where you are. Think of us as your personal vision support team. If God has called you to it, we want to help you do it. Your success is our passion. Check us out online or contact us at 877-649-PPMG.